Yesterday, we brought you the story of a scheme at an historically black cemetery in suburban Chicago. Four cemetery workers have been charged with digging up hundreds of graves and reselling the burial plots. And there's been a further discovery. Authorities have found the original casket of the civil rights figure Emmett Till rotting in an old shack. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Emmett Till's death in 1955 galvanized the civil rights movement. The 14-year-old Chicagoan was visiting relatives in Mississippi when he was lynched. His mutilated and bloated remains shocked the world when they were put on public display in an open casket during his funeral. Till was buried at Burr Oak Cemetery. 4 years ago, his body was exhumed during a new investigation into his death, and he was reburied in a new casket. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says as investigators examined the cemetery grounds, they came across Till's original casket.
We went into what best be described as a dilapidated garage, a lot of lawn care equipment, piles of things, and in the corner of it is a casket. We went and opened it. There was wildlife living inside of it.
The casket was supposed to be part of a memorial exhibit for Till, but Dart says money that was donated for that purpose was pocketed by the cemetery employees who have been charged. At a press conference this afternoon, one of Emmett Till's cousins, Ollie Gordon, said the family was outraged by the events at Burr Oak Cemetery.
I did view the casket, and it is appalling to see the condition in which it has been allowed to decay. We will be trying to move the casket as soon as possible to another location so that it can be restored, if at all possible.
Gordon says while Emmett Till may be one of the most famous to rest at Burr Oak Cemetery, the family recognizes that many others are sharing the same pain. Authorities are still uncovering desecrated graves and missing headstones as they continue an investigation which is expected to take months. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.